now, the life of Mary Southern. Mary, driven almost frantic with fear for Max in the burning prison, has shown true courage. She has offered herself as a blood donor. Not only that, but she also has gone to comfort the wives and mothers of prisoners who are missing. Rare courage, Mary Southern. Rare courage indeed. But you do not know that the warden of state prison, to conceal his own evil mismanagement, has threatened to prosecute Max and Cheney on the charge that they deliberately set fire to the prison. This, claims the warden, is because he punished them as troublemakers. Dr. Benson and Dr. Tracy, prison surgeons, have joined forces to outwit the warden. For if Max is found alive and the warden does make such accusations, it means that Mary's chance to hold on to her stock in the Sanders interest will be very small indeed. It is just a few moments later. Dr. Tracy and Dr. Benson had learned from the badly injured Cheney that Max was alive and uninjured up to an hour ago, but that he was trapped in the burning C block with Swede Larson, one of his cellmates. As the scene opens, Mary hesitates in the doorway of the improvised hospital.
You sent for me, Dr. Tracy?
Yes, Dr. Mary. Come in. How do you feel?
Oh, I'm all right.
Mary, Dr. Tracy and I, we thought you might want to give a blood transfusion to someone you know.
Max?
Not Max, Mary. Not yet. But someone who brings us news of Max.
Cheney, then. It's Cheney.
Yes, Mrs. Sanders. It is Cheney. And I've never seen a more courageous deed.
You see, Mary, Cheney brought us a message.
Hold my hands down. Very tightly.
Cheney twisted through the red-hot bars of his cell, Mary. He came through smoke, through fire, through the deadly fumes of burning celluloid. And though his clothing was afire, Cheney never hesitated a minute. He was dazed and stupefied. His loyalty to Max Sanders made him find a way to the open. The fireman picked him up and brought him here.
What message did he bring? What message from Max?
Up to an hour ago, when he freed himself, Max was still alive and uninjured, hammering away at the door of his cell. It was just beginning to give way when Cheney left to carry a message to you and me.
John, remember what I said to you after you brought me back from the fire? I said I wasn't afraid anymore, that Max would surely come back to me. And then, John, you said Max will come back to you, Mary, soon.
Yes, Mary. I said that.
I knew, John, that the love we have for each other, you and Max and I, would keep us safe from all harm. And now Cheney says that Max is alive and fighting his way out as Max would. Oh, but Cheney needs me. Quickly now, I'm ready, John.
Hey, nurse, you ready?
Thank you, God, for even this little time of hope. John carried so many, many burdens. Lighten his load, if only for a little while. And bring my blanket back to me.
My friend, Sturdy John Benson is in love with Mary Southern. She knows it and trusts him. You can see that in the way she turns to him. The way her hand takes John Benson's hand for comfort. Max is the firebrand, the impetuous lover of her youth. And John Benson. John Benson could be the warm glow of hearth fire for her later years, but that's none of your affair, Ralph Tracy, prison doctor. stay in your own little prison, as we all must do. Like poor Janey there.
Like a warm blanket the old lady used to throw around me when I was a kid. The night was cold. The coal pile in the cellar was getting lower and lower. Kind of like wine for my veins, warm and strong. Maybe this whole bad dream is past now. I'm heading for the gingerbread mountains. Like in the song the old lady used to sing. There ain't no rain, no snow. The wind is always in the south.
Benson, this patient is dead.
Oh, poor Tim. You deserve something better than this.
Mrs. Sanders, we did all we possibly could to save him.
I know. It just seems so cruel.
Don't take it that way, Mary. We'll never know into what enchanted land Janey stepped just a moment ago.
I shan't forget this night as long as I live.
Nor will any of us, Mary. I think that times like these are sent to purge us clean of all the mean thoughts and wishes that drag us into the dust.
Nurse, heal Mrs. Sanders over behind that screen. Give her cold compresses on her head and throat. Just lie quietly for an hour or two, Mrs. Sanders, now. Try to fall asleep.
Oh, I feel better already. Really, I do.
Say, something's happening out there. Better get out there and see what it is.
There he is. Dr. Tracy, I want that man held for questioning. That man, Janey, there. He and his pal, Saunders and Lawson, set this fire.
Warden, Janey is dead.
Oh, dead? I didn't know that.
And because of your criminal negligence, Warden, the lives of Saunders and Lawson are also in danger.
That's what I came to tell you, Doctor. Saunders and Lawson broke into C Block corridor, trying to break through a window into the courtyard.
Come on, let's get out there. Mary, look at that window over there.
It's Max. Oh, Max. Oh, I can't.
Hey, who's that tall man with him? With that big shock of yellow hair?
Sweet Larson. Max's cellmate.
Max, is he?
Good for them, Mary. Good for them. They jumped from the window to the courtyard.
Are they all right?
They're out of sight. They're out of sight behind the wall. Mary.
What, John? What?
Max, I think Max is going to try to run that gasoline truck through the wall of fire. Get back, everybody. Get back now. One way. Get back. They're coming through. Go in, Max, old man. Go in. Here they come. They made it. And the gasoline just explodes one by three. Come along, Mary.
Oh, my darling, my darling.
Might have known you'd be here, Mary. Jimmy, is the kid all right?
He's out of danger, Max. He's out of danger. And you know, Max, you know that you and Sweet Larson have saved the prison.
Glad, Jimmy. Glad the kid's okay.
He's fainted, John.
Nurse, you take care of young Larson. His burns are only superficial. Hand me that tannic solution. Mary, Max was badly hurt, but we, you and I together, have to save him.
Yes, John.
We can't let him down. We can't destroy the three of us.
Now at last, Max Sanders and Mary are reunited. But for how long? How badly is Max injured? What effect will the news of the death of his pal Janey have upon him?